Past the municipal garage and...
Yeah,
have you seen him standing out picking him? Or have you been by City Hall? Got it when you got a little time and you want to see the site. Just drive by City Hall or down by now 6th Avenue and look at him picking him. It's amusing to me. I sit there going to school every morning and just watch him. Because you'll see these people that want to work. But these other people won't let them work because they want to be on strike. And they'll get mad. And they'll start pushing, and the police have to come. And luckily, our police were going to go on strike, but they didn't. But I read somewhere in New Mexico, the police went on strike, and the mayor said they might not even have any police anymore because the crime rate went down, because he said a man on the store is not afraid to shoot anybody. If they come in, the police won't shoot them. They will. So crooks have left.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as bad as a lot of people say it is.
Well, you don't think that the green downtown looks nice?
It looks nice.
But you don't think it does any good?
It adds a lot to the city, but it took a lot out of it. I mean, money-wise. Because when you work on it for 2 years, and you figure you're taking for four blocks,
mm-hmm.
and you're paying three different companies to build it, and you know, you got a street closed off for 2 years, and all of this money is all the time going into it. That's a lot of money to plant some trees and repave a road. It looks nice, but it's just where they made their mistake. A lot of people disagree with it. A lot of people agree with it, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's nice.
Okay. Let's see. I think we were talking about places where a lot of families may live.
Apartment.
Yeah. And what about the kind where you don't rent it? They may be all in a row, but you buy it rather than renting it.
Oh, you mean like buy a house or?
Yeah, but it's...
You own it?
Mm-hmm. But it's several families. It's in one area.
Oh, a complex.
Okay. You'd call that a
complex or a project.
What would you call a condominium?
Apartments.
Okay. Does it mean anything different to you from besides just plain apartment?
Well, a condominium. An apartment. You're more private. I mean, you're private in a condominium as far as, you know, being inside and being away from people. But like when you go outside, it's like, it's all in a circle. When you go outside, everybody's there. You know, that's, you know, it's a medium.
Uh-huh.
And in an apartment, you can either socialize or you don't have to socialize.
Mm-hmm.
But like in a condominium, you almost have to.
Okay.
You walk out of your apartment, there's 15,000 people standing around.
Okay. What do you call an apartment that occupies an entire level of the building? It's not at the top, though.
Just one level of a building?
Yeah.
Apartment floor.
Okay. Would you ever call it a flat?
Mm-mm.
Okay. And most apartment buildings have a man who does certain minor plumbing and electrical repair. What would you call him?
A maintenance man.
Okay, and there's also usually one tenant in the building who works closely with the owners, and he may help other tenants, and he also shows vacant apartments,
mm-hmm.
and he also might do some minor repair. What would you call him?
You said he lived at the apartment.
He lives there.
Resident manager.
Okay. What kind of equipment is needed to take care of a yard and garden?
Oh, lawnmower, hoe, a rake, shovel, wood.
Can you tell me about different kinds of lawnmowers?
Well, you have your push lawnmowers that you get behind and you push, and they go when you push. Then you have the type where you